Yo, everybody, welcome back to Facts and Stats. Happy New Year. Wish you all had a happy holidays if you celebrate. To be honest, I really don't have any set agenda. It's just a bunch of different things been coming to my mind, and I want to just talk about them, get some feedback, see what y'all think. I want to say I hope everybody has been all right. Wishing great health on everybody, of course, your loved ones and everybody, people we don't know. But let's get to it. One thing I've been noticing a lot, people, we don't give ourselves enough credit for the things we endure. Like, I don't think we truly appreciate ourselves enough. Now, I said before, I think everybody should listen to the self-love episode I dropped. That goes further deep into it, but I really want everybody to really enjoy who they are and who they want to become. It's a process. But we really have been through a lot, and we really don't give ourselves enough credit for the things we've overcame. Like, life ain't easy. So the fact that we still living, we need to cherish that, be happy about that. We gonna have hard times, but we need to appreciate the fact that we've been making it through so many. We've made it through so much. Like, I know people that I know people who are clinically depressed. They always depressed, and I don't think they understand, like, life does get better. You don't have to live in that trouble. You don't have to live in your depression. Like, yes, it gets hard. It's things that we gonna go through that we hate that we go through, but it's supposed to better us. Like, I ain't gonna lie, being a person who has been depressed for a long time, it's some stuff I hate that I went through, things I hate that I go through, but I'm all right going through it now, cause I know I'm gonna get better behind it. I'm not gonna let anything break me. I'm not gonna let this be the reason why I don't succeed. I'm not gonna let that be the reason why I'm not aiming to do better, be better. I'm not focused on my goals. I'm not trying to achieve what I want to achieve. Like, we have to get out this mindset of when it's bad, I know it's raining pours, but we got to get out that mindset that we can't weather the storm, because we can, and it all starts with us. We got to build ourselves mentally. We have to. Another thing, this is about to be completely the opposite end, but I'm tired of people being so critical and so judgmental to others. Like, how do you feel you can comment on anybody's situation when yours not better? The fact that this person is trying is enough. I'd rather know somebody tried 1,000 times and look insane versus having somebody who been on the sideline not doing nothing, judging them. If you got something going on, you will not be paying more attention to what another person is doing. You don't. That's not how it works. When you really got something going on in your life, you do not have enough time or energy to be focused on somebody else. You make that time. That's why I say you make time for things that you want. You make time for those things. Y'all be so in tune with what everybody else got going on that you sitting here and ain't doing nothing. But you want to talk about what another person is doing. It's pitiful and it's stupid if you ask me. It don't make no sense. Y'all rather sit here and down somebody. Y'all rather down somebody for really trying, and y'all not even trying. Like, make it make sense. Another thing, y'all have to really understand this, because this is something that really pissed me off. Anybody can say anything. Please stop looking into words. Words don't carry nothing. It doesn't. Anybody can say anything, but what are they doing? Like, I be seeing people, I be seeing people say they gonna accomplish so much, but then the next time you see them, they ain't accomplished nothing. And you ask them, what you been doing working towards your goal? Nothing. So how you gonna accomplish anything? You gotta put actions into these words. Another example. These people, like social media, bro. Everybody is the realest person on social media. They say the realest stuff on social media and never perform the real act in their life. Ever. People always talking about how they so real, what they doing, what they will doing, all this and that. But it's never been a time anybody can vouch for any of these things being done. I remember a long time ago. I don't even remember the years, but it was a long time ago. I remember being at, I wasn't at odds with somebody. I just wasn't really in the mood to be bothered. And a person made it a thing, so because it became a thing, everybody wanted to talk about it. And the conversation led into, how can you be mad at this person when he'll do this for you? Well, just because you telling me somebody'll do something for me don't mean they'll do it. And another thing is, I don't pay attention to what people will do for me. The better question is, what won't they do for me? Because a lot of people say they ride or die. Well, I know a lot of people that rode. I don't know a lot of people that was really willing to die for the person next to them. That was really in that situation where if they could save one or the other, they always chose them. Now, that's not a selfish thing, but it's not selfless. One thing I learned was that I'm always love the people in my life more than I think they love me. I'm always feel I'm more loyal to them than they are to me. The reason being, it's not a limit to my love. It's not a limit to my loyalty. I'm there for them in any way. And it's proven. And it's because I love the way I love, I know for a fact when I'm getting it back and when it's real. I know for a fact if this person is really going to do the things that they said they would for me. And 9 times out of 10, it don't happen. And I don't be upset by it, because I don't expect you to anyway. I know you're not willing to do the things for me I would do for you. When I was younger, I used to be mad all the time about it, because I felt it was so easy. Anybody should be able to do it. And then as I got older, I realized it's easy for me because that's the way that I am. A lot of people not built the same way as us, and they never will be. You can't build somebody up to be like you. That's not who they are naturally. I had to really come to an understanding and really just sit down and be real with myself and say, I never receive back what I give. It's hurtful at times, but I really had to sit down and understand that I'm really that rare. And I hope one day that I do feel different about it. I would love to be able to receive the love that I give. And when I'm talking about love, I mean in every aspect. I mean as a friend, as a sibling, as somebody who's looking up to another, like my mentors and to my mentees. In a relationship, in my friendships, I would love to receive what I give. I really would, but I feel like I'm, no matter what, I will always give more than I get back. That's why a lot of times I be so, like, I be so dazed out when I see my peoples with their kids. They talk about that's the greatest love they ever felt. I'm like, man, that's what it's gonna take for me to feel like I'm finally receiving genuine, unconditional love back? And you know, I think a lot of times we put that on ourselves because we know what we are worth. We know what we deserve, but we settle for less. As if we not good enough, or we not deserving, or we not worthy, or we will never find it. I'm not one of them people that's gonna sit here and say it's not possible for me to find it. I just haven't yet. So until then, I will believe and say that I never have gotten it back, because it's true. From my personal perspective, it's true. So y'all can believe the same thing about y'all's, but don't think that it's not out there. Don't think that it's not real somewhere. Don't think that it can't really happen for you. It can. You know? What else I've been thinking about a lot? It's been a lot on my mind. Like this one. This been huge. Please start holding ourselves and the people around us accountable. Accountability is real, y'all. Like, you will never grow if you will not admit to your own faults. Admit to your own mistakes. Work on them. It's nothing wrong with having a flaw. It's nothing wrong with it. I am very aware of where my shortcomings are. I have a short fuse. I get angry. But I'm working on it. The people in my life, they gotta bear with me. Cause it is a serious problem that I have to work on. And they hold me accountable. Hey man, you letting it get the best of you. You need to calm down. You need to do this. You need to find ways to get back. This is what you supposed to do. It's not a time if any of my peoples hit me up and they telling me a situation and I see where they wrong at, I'm going to tell them. I want you to be the best you possible. You not going to get better unless you know where you were wrong at. We not perfect. We got to address our own issues. It's not easy, but when it's easy, that's when you don't got much to work for no more. And I'm sorry, but everybody got to continue to work. We have to continue to work on ourselves. We got too much to live for. Some of us got kids, family, significant others. We have futures. We have dreams. We have goals. Why risk it all because you're not willing to change how you are? We don't have to be set in our ways. I ain't gonna lie. I always been a person with high pride. Man, I done worked on my pride for a long time, and I feel like most times now I actually get away from my pride. Like I don't move off of it. I don't have an ego to uphold. I don't have an image I try to uphold. I'm authentically myself. That's not gonna change. But I still want to improve. I'm not changing. I'm just improving. I want to get better. I want to be better and do better. That's just like, how can you sit here, try to raise your child, and tell them not to do something that they see you do? Imagine that. Imagine telling your child, you gotta get over your pride. You can't keep being stubborn. You gotta let your guard down. You gotta do this, you gotta do that. And they picked up all these same things from you. Yeah, we want our children to be better than us, but do that mean we have to still be the same person that we are? No. I'm motivated by seeing the people around me get better and do better. It made me want to go harder. We supposed to draw inspiration from each other. Like, I don't see why it's bad as it is when it come to us nowadays. Well, we just willing to just not work to be better people. Like, y'all don't understand the worst thing it is that we can do is not grow. Because once you get so used to being the way that you are, you don't understand what you're missing out on, the opportunities you throwing away, the genuine love that people have for you. You will never really feel it anymore, cause you stuck in your own ways. You refuse to change. You refuse to grow. I know people that I love with all my heart. I never talk to them the same way. Cut people off many, many, many years ago that I genuinely love, truly. But that don't mean that they any good for me. It don't mean that I grow around them or they grow around me. I ain't perfect. I'm somebody villain in their story. I'm fine with that. If I found out who, I don't got no problem apologizing. I know I wasn't good to everybody. I'm aware of these things. I don't shy away from it. Because at the end of the day, if I know for a fact I've done wrong to somebody, it's not above me. I mean, it's not beneath me to apologize. It's not. I don't care what people think about me. We care way too much about other people's thoughts about us. Nobody will genuinely be okay 100% with who you are. We not even 100% okay with who we are. We want to get better in some way. So why would you expect for anybody else to sit here and think and act as if they just 100% fine with they thoughts and opinions? Shouldn't matter. At the end of the day, no matter who it's coming from, if you are fine with who you are, be you. Whether it's to your benefit or to your detriment, if you fine with it, be you. And you live with that. But we can't keep putting other people's thoughts and feelings and opinions about us as if it's the end all be all, because it's not. And it never will be. It never had to be. I don't get where that even came from or why it's ever been that way, but it is. It's weird, but that's how it is. I just don't understand, because a person will sit here and criticize you and do the same thing that they criticize you for and tell you that the situation or that they reasoning was different. But that's the same person you would literally care about what they think of you. People don't always want to genuinely see you happy. people don't always want to see you grow. And that's fine. That's why you don't put a lot into what people want of you, to what people expect of you. You don't. Be you. Do you. Because at the end of the day, we all got different things that we living for. And that's what matter. And that's what should help determine what we are going to do every day. Not somebody who don't make an impact in your life. We'll sit here and not we, because no celebrities. A celebrity will get a million praises on social media and respond to the one comment negative. Why do we care so much about that one? And that's how it is for us. We care about the naysayers and the negative things more than we appreciate the positive. Those things shouldn't matter. Because the person don't matter. But I'm going to keep on working and dropping more stuff, y'all. Stay tuned. Hope you liked it. Leave feedback. I'll let you.